From Birdland, the jazz corner of the world in New York City, the National Broadcasting Company takes pride in presenting Stan Kenton, the man and his orchestra, synonymous with music that is fresh, vigorous, and refreshingly different. This is Stan Kenton Encore Time on Stars in Jazz, a concert of those compositions most requested and applauded at the orchestra's concert locations and the regular NBC Stan Kenton Concert Series. We're sure that you, too, will enjoy these fresh and stimulating ideas in American music. Ladies and gentlemen, in all of his sartorial splendor and genial wit, your host for this evening's Stan Kenton Concert Encore, himself, Stan Kenton.
Fred, you were wonderful the way you introduced the concert miniature this evening, and you were wonderful the way you introduced me, but... I wish you'd be more wonderful and introduce the first tune, because I have to start playing at the piano here, and I'll tell you what it is. It's some piano. It develops into the trombones. You'll hear muted brass, some saxophones, and then you'll hear a trumpet solo by Ernie Royal. That'll be followed by a tenor saxophone solo by Richie Kamuka, and the title is Jump for Joe. Well, now you introduce it, Fred, please.
Gee, thanks, Stan. The title of this selection is Jump for Joe.
Thank you.
I'm awfully sorry. I neglected to do something this evening when I came in. Sal, I didn't speak to you tonight, did I?
No.
I didn't, and I'm awfully sorry because I generally say, "Hi, Sal, how do you feel?" And well, if I had said earlier this evening, "Hi, Sal, how do you feel?" what would you say?
I don't know.
Well, how do you feel now?
All right.
Okay. Well, I hope you're in a good mood because we scheduled you for a guitar solo. You know, you could just as easily say, "No, I won't play," and we would be in trouble. You won't do that? Wonderful. Here's Sal Salvador's mood with Gone with the Wind. Vinny, with me.
Thanks, Fred.
Sal, for the guitar and the feeling and the mood for the moment. I see this chap coming down toward the front of the bandstand. Frank, if you don't mind, we're going to switch the routine of the tunes this evening. The one that you were scheduled to play, we'll play later, but you also are scheduled to play in the one that you are going to play right now. So if you don't mind, that's the same idea. Let's present right now Frank Rosselino, a little bit of Lee Konitz in the center, some strong brass and some Cuban rhythms. Here is Francesca. This evening, this music that you're listening to on NBC is coming from a very famous place in New York City, a place that's called the Jazz Corner of the World. It is the Jazz Corner because this place, as I've said before, exists because of jazz, and jazz partly can say that it exists because of the blue, or rather the Birdland, too. I'm speaking of the Birdland at the moment. I'm thinking of another jazz place, the Blue Note. We're at Birdland, though. There's no mistake about that at the moment. A lot of jazz is played here, really, from the Leonard Tristano Modernist School to those that play lighter forms of jazz, and this evening we are selling our music, the Kenton music here, and at the moment, to comply with the standard that has been set up here at Birdland, we would like some more jazz expression. We, at the moment, will push the microphone toward Chris Connors for her feelings on Don't Worry About Me. Here now is the thing that was recorded some months back and released and played a great deal. It's moved right into one of the more popular sections of the library. Once more, Frank Rosalino's back in front here for this number that we should have played before. We'll play now, Frankie. I hope you haven't lost heart at the moment because we would like to make it here with Taboo. Thank you.
Say, Fred.
Yes, Dan.
Do you suppose that if I started playing the piano, you might probably reminisce a bit and tell us about some musicians you've known? Have you ever known any musicians, Fred?
Well, I've known quite a few musicians, Stan, but I hope you won't think that this is idle flattery. But in the presence of Stan Kenton and his orchestra, it's a little difficult to think of anyone else, if for no other reason, but the brass section seems to deafen all other urges.
I never in my life, Fred, heard something so cleverly and so directly put. What are you talking about, the brass section? You mean it creates a feeling of love for them? You mean that...
That too, yes, Stan.
Yes.
I believe they call it it's a musical expression that goes something like, too much.
Fred, that's very creative. I think I'll play the piano and you reminisce a bit if you don't feel like talking about musicians. Just kind of ramble on. Let's see what happens. You can improvise.
We'll try. Listening to the passive fingers of Mr. Stan Kenton and his creation of Artistry Theme. And so from the podium of Birdland, ladies and gentlemen, the veritable jazz corner of the world, here at 52nd Street and Broadway in the heart of New York City, you've been listening to Stan Kenton Concert Encores, featuring the dynamic quality 21 musicians and their leader who present to you the freshest and most stimulating ideas in modern American music. We'll be back with you over most of these same stations tomorrow with another Stan Kenton concert. Till then, Fred Collins speaking for Mr. Kenton, Chris Connors, and all the band. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.